tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's October 29th, 2024, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. We are just days away from Halloween, but that has not stopped the electric train from rolling. Chevy Equinox, EV Honda Prologue both push U.S. EV share to new all-time records this month. With new models rolling out across the U.S. like the Chevy Equinox and Honda Prologue, EVs are expected to hit record market share at the end of this month. As the next wave of EVs hits the market like Jeep's Wagoneer S and the Volkswagen ID. Buzz, EV sales are expected to pick up even further towards the end of the year. That's according to new S&P Global Mobility Registration data. EV share of total vehicle sales has held steady above 8% since June. In September, it's over 9%. And with new models rolling out to dealers nationwide, EV share of the total market is expected to reach over 9% again in November. According to the report, the higher sales share will be assisted by the rollout of new vehicles and will continue to grow towards 10% by the end of the year. So while electric cars are breaking sales records, they're also breaking track records. The Xiaomi SU7 Ultra has broken record lap time at Germany's Nürburgring track. According to the company, the SU7 completed the grueling circuit in just 6 minutes and 46.874 seconds, taking the title of the fastest four-door car on the famous track. Xiaomi top exec Li Zhong took to Chinese social media platform Weibo yesterday to announce the news just moments after the SU7 Ultra completed the circuit. Quote, as a newcomer to the automotive industry, Xiaomi has shown great determination and courage by taking on the Nürburgring challenge with its first car, Li wrote in Chinese, Reuters reports. The Ultra hypercar, which was unveiled this summer and is expected to sell for around 800,000 yuan or about $112,000, features a three-motor all-wheel drive system developed by Xiaomi, delivering about 1,140 kilowatts of power and can go from 0 to 60 in just about 1.97 seconds, reaching top speeds in excess of 350 kilometers an hour. That's well over 200 miles an hour, according to the company. And we're talking about record sales. We're talking about record performance. We're going to start to see things like record range and record sales for Lucid coming up soon. That's because the Lucid Gravity orders are set to begin next week with two trim levels starting below $80,000. That's right. Lucid has finally set a date to begin taking orders for its new flagship SUV, the Gravity. We've learned that Lucid has maintained its initial pricing goal, keeping the Gravity below $80,000, which is what was announced when it was launched. That said, there will be other trim levels that are a little bit more expensive. Today's long-awaited milestone dates back to 2021 when the Lucid team first teased a silhouette of the Gravity at the end of the launch video of its flagship Air sedan. Since then, we've seen sneak peeks at the Gravity before its official launch in November 2023 with orders scheduled for 2024, and that's happening now. We got a close look at the new three-row SUV during a tour of AMP1 in Arizona last January and even got to sit in the frunk. And while we've awaited the start of official Gravity orders, Lucid has secured a fresh $1 billion in funding, confirming the SUV will have an NACS port, that's a Tesla supercharger port for you and me, and rolled its first pre-production models off the assembly lines this past summer. Now, as promised, the Lucid Gravity is set to make its way to customers soon, with orders officially beginning next week. As the first to hit the roads after orders begin, the Lucid Gravity Grand Touring promises more than 800 horsepower and a range of more than 440 miles. Lucid shared that the SUV will have a battery similar to the 2025 Air Grand Touring, the brand's, quote, extended range option that can handle charging voltage up to 300 kilowatts and recharge at up to 200 miles of range every 12 minutes. Lucid said the Gravity will be able to do so in about 15 minutes. Per Lucid Motors, Gravity orders will begin in the U.S. only next week, and current Air owners will receive priority in taking delivery of the new SUV. Starting at 9 a.m. Pacific time, November 7th, customers can design, configure, and order their new Gravity direct from Lucid's website. We'll have a link to that in the show notes. Information about Lucid Gravity pricing, ordering, and deliveries for markets outside the U.S. will be released later. Now, this is a hugely important SUV because not only is it a real challenger to other potentially large luxury SUVs, which are a very hot segment right now, this is going to be a direct shot at the Model X. Now, Tesla's Model X and Model S sales are in the pooper. There's no other way around it. Even if they looked good on the Q3 sales report, they are tanking, and so is the Cybertruck. And this is something that I think is going to roll out a little bit more slowly, but it's going to have a lot more staying power, especially because despite the fact that it's all backed by Saudi oil money and Peter Rawlinson, we have no idea what their politics are. Lucid is being smart enough to stay out of politics, which is not really something that you can say for Tesla and its CEO, Elon Musk. And while we're on the topic of Tesla and Musk, we have to note that three Tesla insiders, including Elon's own brother, are preparing to sell at least $300 million in Tesla stock. In Tesla's 10Q SEC filing, the automaker disclosed that three of its board members, including Chairwoman Robyn Denham and Kimball Musk, CEO Elon Musk's brother, have signed new arrangements to sell a lot of shares last quarter. Now, what constitutes a lot might be different to you and to me, but let's go through the numbers. July 25th, 2024, Robyn Denham, one of our directors, adopted a Rule 10b5-1 trading arrangement on the potential sale of up to 674,345 shares of common stock, all resulting from stock options expiring in June of 2025, subject to certain conditions. The arrangement's expiration date is June 18th of 2025. On July 31st, Kimball Musk, one of our directors, adopted a Rule 10b5-1 trading arrangement for the potential sale of up to 152,088 shares of common stock, subject to certain conditions. The arrangement's expiration date is May 30th. On August 12th, Kathleen Wilson-Thompson, one of our directors, adopted a Rule 10b5-1 trading arrangement for the potential sale of up to 300,000 shares of common stock. At the current price of about $260 a share, Denham's planned potential sale of Tesla stock would be worth $175 million. Kimball Musk's shares would be worth over $40 million, while Wilson-Thompson's arrangement would allow her to sell about $78 million. Now, on a good news for Tesla front, Polestar EVs are now able to use the Tesla Supercharger network. Polestar is the latest manufacturer to get in line behind the North American charging standard and get on board with the Supercharger network. So this is great news for Polestar. I think it's going to be good news for other manufacturers. I think eventually it'll be a good source of revenue and data for Tesla as well. So you love to see that. Anything that makes EVs better and more accessible, I think is going to move the needle. While we're talking about moving the needle, Bosch's IDS Ultra Cold Climate Heat Pump has just hit the market. Obviously, if you're familiar with heat pumps at all, one of the big criticisms there is that when you have extreme cold or extreme heat, they're not as effective as conventional furnace heat. Well, the new Bosch IDS Ultra Cold Climate Heat Pump that was first shown at CES this January is different. It's specifically designed to handle extreme cold, and it's capable of keeping homes warm even in the most frigid temperatures, which makes it a solid option for energy efficient customers who are ready to move away from fossil fuels like natural gas furnaces. Cold climate heat pumps are much more energy efficient compared to traditional oil or propane systems, and they also reduce homeowners' carbon emissions, lowering energy bills. Plus, they work year-round for both heating and cooling. Quote, the IDS Ultra has been rigorously tested to withstand low temperatures while maintaining strong performance. That's according to Mohammed Nassab, senior product manager at Bosch. With this latest innovation, Bosch is proud to be the first to market with an extreme heat system, as well as play a role in making energy-efficient home heating and cooling more accessible across all climate zones in the United States. This is incredibly important, and one of the criticisms that people get from heat pumps, even from gas stoves and things like that, is this has never been a problem. Why is it being made a problem now? And you get this especially from people who are trying to politicize everything and make it an us versus them culture war, when all we're trying to do is make sure that people can breathe a little bit easier and not have asthma or other respiratory illnesses in their home, especially something like natural gas. Having something like this, we know better, now we do better. And that's exactly what this is. Now that we know that there are serious leaks and that there are serious health issues associated with in-home natural gas, we know better, we do better. And this new Bosch IDS Ultra Cold Climate Heat Pump is the kind of thing that's going to enable us to do better without needlessly inconveniencing ourselves. So if you're in the market for a new home heating system, you're looking at new construction, definitely check these guys out. That's all we've got for today, October 29th. We are, again, mere days away from Halloween and mere days away from an election. So be sure to share what you're going to be dressed up as. Be sure to get out and vote, regardless of who you're going to vote for. Having your voice heard is essential to an American democracy, and we want to make sure that American democracy persists. Like and subscribe if you like what you heard. If you didn't, like and subscribe anyway.